This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 431 for Tuesday, June 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to draw back Tuesday morning in the face of good crop prospects across the prairies. The July canola contract gives up $6.10 at $624 per ton, and the November contract retreats $7 at $645.30 per ton. Additional pressure on canola is coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Global crude oil prices turn around to be a pinch lower. While the November canola contract is slightly above its 100-day moving average, it's far below its 200-day average. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 72.58 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 72.65. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its crop progress report, and as of June 9th, soybeans planted reach 87% complete. The USDA rates the soybeans at 72% good to excellent versus 59% a year ago. U.S. corn planted is 95% finished, with the crop rating 74% good to excellent. Spring wheat planted is 98% done, with the crop 72% good to excellent. Meanwhile, winter wheat harvested is 12% complete, with the crop at 47% good to excellent. Ahead of tomorrow's USDA supply and demand report, crop consultant Dr. Michael Cadarnier keeps his 2024-25 U.S. soybean forecast at 4.46 billion bushels and his corn projection at 14.62 billion bushels. And the USDA announces a private sale for 104,000 tons of old crop soybeans to China. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday morning. The July contract sheds 1.5 cents at $11.87 per bushel. July soy oil loses just over a tenth of a cent at 43.53 cents per pound. July soy meal eases back 20 cents at $367.80 per short ton. Chicago corn is slightly higher as the July contract bumps up 0.75 cents at 452.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract up 2.5 cents at 336. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise, with Chicago July jumping 14.5 cents at 622. Kansas City July gains 8 cents at 651.5. And Minneapolis July adds 4.5 cents at 680. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June 11th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.